that.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Oh, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
So, online shopping is what we're talking about. And I can't wait. Because today I hear that you're talking about what rights we have as consumers. We order something, we pay for something, and then we get told by the retailer. You have to. So you've ordered it, you've paid for it, you're waiting for it. Then the retailer says, the deal is off for whatever reason. I'll refund you. But like, I don't get what I want when I ordered and what I wanted. What's up with that?
Yeah, it was a done deal. A lot of people complain to me about this. A lot, I say. But you've got my money. The deal is concluded. You can't go back on it now. Well, actually, yes, they can. And they do often. So let's take the big picture view here. Buying online does have its many benefits, as most of us have found out by now. Convenience being number one, followed by the right to cancel within a week. I don't know if most people know this. It's in the Electronics and Communications Act. So unlike when you go into a shop and you buy something, you don't have a cooling off period unless there's something wrong with the product, then you can take it back. But otherwise, no. When you buy online, because you're buying unseen, you have a week to return it for no particular reason. The Act does say you have to pay for it to be couriered back, but many online retailers will pay for that themselves as a customer service. So that's great. You can send it back within a week if you don't want it. But there are a few risks. Not getting what you paid for is probably the biggest risk, so be careful, especially those Facebook ads people, please. But if you pay by credit card, and I always advise this when shopping online, you do have the advantage of chargeback. If you don't get what you paid for, you go to your bank and say chargeback dispute, they go to the merchant's bank and they get your money back that way. I have personal experience of that. It works. And then the scenario we're talking about today, the other risk, is that you could order pay, look forward to getting your goodies, only to be told by the retailer, sorry, deal's off, we'll refund you or credit you. They do like to refund you, to credit you rather, which works for them, rather than refunding you. So you must insist on a refund if that's what you want.
Why?
Mostly because of a pricing error, a so-called pricing error. And as we've discussed many times on this show, the CPA does give retailers an out if the price is an obvious error. Those are the exact words, an obvious error. So retailers are not bound to a price if it's an obvious error, provided they take reasonable steps to inform consumers to whom, this is directly from the Act, to whom the erroneous price may have been displayed or the error and the correct price. Okay, so this is today's case study. Carl Stark had a moan at Take a Lot about a drone. Sorry, I couldn't resist that. A drone purchase.
A moan about a drone.
A moan about a drone twice in the space of 10 months. So same guy, same shop, both times cancelled. The first time it was September last year. He was told stock shortage, and he was like, "Huh?" Because the same drone was being advertised at a much higher price. He bought it for 18. It was being advertised for 25.8 soon after, and he's like, "Oh no, I smell a rat here." When he complained to Take a Lot, he was told that a refund was his only recourse because the product that is now available is being sold by a different seller for a different price. It's like, what? Anyway, I put it to the company at the time that regardless of their T's and C's, the advertised price that Carl had paid for that drone, which was $18,000, was not a glaring or obvious error, and thus he can't be accused of intentionally exploiting a mistake, as many people do. You see a TV for 5 cents and you demand it. Well, no, the law is not going to protect you on that. Anyway, Take a Lot then investigated, and they said, yes, they've decided to honor the original price that they quoted to Carl, and that's what they did, right? They said there was a human error involved. Before a product, and I think this happens a lot, before a product goes live on the platform, a listing is drafted. If a recommended selling price is not confirmed, a holding price is entered for updating before the product goes live. The listing was unfortunately approved in error before the price was confirmed. Remember, they're dealing with a lot of third-party sellers there. They're getting stock from other companies. In the case of that particular drone, the supplier set a global price, which Take a Lot was required to adhere to. And when the error was picked up, the order was cancelled.
So why was it told?
Long explanation.
Two different reasons for the cancellation. None of the reasons given were true.
No, none of them. He was told out of stock, and it's a different seller. Neither of them were true. You're right. I was told that Take a Lot operators had a number of standard communications, in other words, cut and paste, and that they can choose to choose from to update. You know, reason one, reason two, reason three, and there wasn't a particular one that covered that one. So for Carl's cancellation, so they just picked random ones, and that is the problem with pre-prepared responses, so or stock responses we call them. Anyway, I was told that would be fixed, and apparently that stock answer thing has been fixed, but I wasn't given any detail.
Okay, so yes. that covers that drone mode one.
Drone mode one.
Drone mode two.
Drone Man 2, I think we'd have a break. I'll tell you about that in a bit.
Okay, when we come back with Wendy Nola and Consumer Watch.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Wendy.
Yes, Darren.
So let me see if I got this right. Last September, Carl Stark bought a drone online, take a lot, but there was a pricing mistake, so he was told the sale was cancelled. But then the online retailer did an about turn, let him have the drone at the lower price. But now
yes.
It's happened again.
Yes, same consumer, same retailer, same product. Well, it's a drone. I think it's a different make, but still a drone. So this time, this month, Carl ordered a DJI Mavic 2 Zoom drone. I'm sure that means
not
something
the DJI
to drone
Mavic
people.
2 Zoom
no,
drone.
Not that one. Yeah. And then he got an email from Takealot saying, "We're sorry to let you know that the seller wired in cancelled your order for the drone due to a pricing error on their listing. We've therefore credited your Takealot.com account with the value of this item. If you'd rather receive a refund, and let us know and we'll arrange this for you right away." Remember what I was saying, a lot of these online retailers, yeah. they default to the credit and you don't have to accept that. And admittedly, Takealot pointed that out. Anyway, Carl was having none of it, insisting on being given that drone at the price that he paid, as happened last time he fought and it was given to him.
Mm.
But then the price was not an obvious error. And that was what I fought for him on that basis, because the Act says that the retailer has an out if the price is an obvious error. They don't have to honor it.
Yeah, 5 cents for
in
a
this
screen.
Case,
yeah,
that sort of, well, it doesn't have to be that extreme, but along those sort of lines. But in this case, the price discrepancy was, was more than this particular case, the price, the discrepancy was more than 10,000 rand, which can be construed as an obvious error on a drone, and it was quickly corrected. So they did their bit. I did ask Takealot how big an issue this "sorry, we've cancelled your order" is, and what percentage of sales per month are not honoured because of pricing errors, because I do get quite a few complaints, and I see it on Twitter a lot. And this is the closest I got a response to how big a problem this is. "It is unfortunate that the same error occurred with Mr. Clark in," it's actually Mr. Stark, actually, in a matter of 10 months, as it's really not the norm. Takealot and its third-party sellers stock millions of products which are managed via bulk and manual uploads, and while we do our best to ensure all product information listed on our platforms are accurate, mistakes do unfortunately happen on the rare occasion."
Sounds
really corporate-y. It is rare. And as for Carl's demand that he be given the drone that he ordered at the advertised price, Takealot said, "Regrettably, the seller is not able to offer the drone to Mr. Stark at the incorrect price, and our customer service team are in contact with him directly to try and find an alternative product or offer him some form of compensation." He's still not happy, but that I tell these two cases because same person, same kind of product. The one was not an obvious error and the other one was. So this time, unfortunately, 10,000 Rand is pretty much, unless it's Black Friday or something, that's unlikely to be the right price. And so he's not going to get that drone at that wrong price. But I do think that because obvious error is a subjective term. I mean, what's obvious to me might not be obvious to you, and sale and bargains and you know, Black Fridays and that kind of thing confuse the issue. So I'm saying that if it's a bit iffy, if it could be obvious to you and not to me, the retailers should actually give the consumer the benefit of the doubt and actually give it to them at the lower price. It is their mistake after all.
Correct.
And yeah, I think in many cases it does happen, but just, I just wanted to, I thought it was a good, these two good, this case, this two, same guy with these two drones, a good example of when you can argue for, no, I'm not, I need it at that price, and when the retailer can actually say, sorry, it's not happening.
You see, the benefit of online shopping is, yes, the convenience, but also you're looking for bargains. And so when you find a bargain,
I suppose,
and it's convenient,
yes,
and those things are taken away from you, the convenience and the bargain, you can be extra resentful. So I get it. I understand it.
I do get it. But also the law is there to protect retailers as well. And there's something called snatching at a bargain. So we consumers can't snatch at a bargain at the retailer's expense if they made a mistake and they took it down quickly then. Yeah, so sort of fair, but it's a bit of an issue that causes, especially online, it causes huge issues with consumers and retailers because you've paid already and you think, well, it's a done deal. How can you undo a done deal? And unfortunately, it does cause problems.
It can happen. All right. So it's a cautionary tale. And if you have any any issues you'd like Wendy to help you with, consumer issues, you just send her an email. In actual fact, just email. There's an email option on her Facebook. It's the best place to actually go to. It's Wendy Nola Consumer on Facebook. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.